If you get into a fender bender today, I mean, the difference between a safe repair and a totally deadly one might actually come down to a single millimeter.
Yeah, it really is that precise now.
It is. So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are looking at a really highly focused, highly specific text today. It is titled Precision and Protocol North Texas OEM Collision Standards.
And the subtitle really lays out our mission for this deep dive. It is How Dealership Collision Centers in North Texas Meet OEM Repair Standards.
Right. So before we jump in, OEM just means original equipment manufacturer. So the people who designed and built your car, like, Toyota or Ford, they write the exact instruction manual for how to fix it.
Right, they make the rules.
Exactly. And fixing a modern car isn't like just pounding out a dent in a tin can anymore. I like to think of it like a master baker's hyper strict
Oh, I
recipe.
like that analogy.
Right. Like if you are baking some complex pastry and
Yeah.
you fail to follow the exact like the precise measurements or temperatures, you completely compromise the final result. The whole thing just collapses.
Well, that baker analogy is actually exactly how we need to look at the specific vocabulary this source uses, especially that pairing of, precision and protocol.
Yeah, those two words really stand out.
They do, because the protocol is that rigid, standardized set of rules. The recipe, mandated from the top down by the manufacturer, it dictates the exact structural blueprint.
Okay, so protocol is the rule book.
Right, but precision, that is the actual physical execution required on the shop floor to actually meet those standards.
So actually following the recipe perfectly.
Exactly. I mean, think about how modern bumpers are packed with those advanced driver assistance systems.
Oh, right, the ADS sensor.
Yeah. The protocol dictates exactly how to handle those sensors. But the precision is the technician making sure a radar is calibrated so perfectly that the car's automatic braking doesn't, miscalculate the distance to the car ahead.
Because if they're off by even a millimeter, the whole system fails.
Right. It just doesn't work.
But wait, I have to challenge the premise here a little bit. Why does the source zero in so specifically on dealership collision centers in North Texas?
Well, that is the localized intersection the text focuses on.
Right, but isn't OEM protocol just like a marketing buzzword dealerships use to charge a premium? I mean, can't my local independent shop down the street just pull up the exact same factory manual on an iPad and do the exact same job?
It is really easy to view it as just a marketing tactic.
Oh.
But the source zeroes in on this localized intersection for a very functional reason.
Okay. Functional how?
Well, dealerships operate under the direct umbrella of the manufacturer.
Oh, I see.
So by isolating dealerships in North Texas and tying them directly to these OEM standards, the text is really underscoring a dedicated regional benchmark. Like, this is where compliance is actively audited and mandated.
So they have to do it. It isn't optional.
Right. An independent shop certainly can try to access those manuals. But for a dealership collision center, these protocols are not just suggestions, they are the definitive framework.
Wait, so give me an example of how that plays out.
Sure. So if a technician is welding a new quarter panel, the OEM protocol might dictate the exact heat of the weld. And get this, even the millimeter spacing between each joint.
The actual spacing between joints. Wow.
Yes. Why? Because the car's high-strength steel crumple zone has to function perfectly if you get into a second crash down the road.
Okay, so that really shifts the entire goal of the repair. It is not just about, fixing the dent so the paint looks shiny again.
No, not at all.
It is fundamentally reconstructing the vehicle using the exact structural physics that the factory engineers originally designed.
The protocol dictates the physics,
Yeah.
and the precision ensures the vehicle is restored to that literal factory baseline. It just completely removes the guesswork from the equation.
Taking all of this in, I think the core takeaway for you listening is that high-level collision repair, especially at these North Texas dealerships, is entirely defined by strict adherence to manufacturer precision and protocol.
It really is a rigid, unforgiving science.
Yeah, unforgiving is the right word.
Which is exactly why this matters the next time you find yourself needing auto repairs. I mean, when you hand over your keys after an accident, you really need to be asking questions.
Absolutely.
You have to actively verify whether your chosen shop is actually meeting these rigorous, standardized OEM benchmarks, or if they are just kind of eyeballing that master baker's recipe we talked about.
Right. Are they measuring the flour or just dumping it in?
Yeah.
Which leaves us with a really fascinating and maybe slightly daunting thought for you to mull over.
Oh, definitely.
As modern vehicles become increasingly advanced, I mean, they are basically rolling computers, right? And those OEM protocols demand even greater microscopic precision. So, will the technology gap between these specialized dealership collision centers and everyday independent repair shops eventually become just too massive to bridge?
It is a huge question.
Right. Like years from now, will the independent shops even have the tools to read the recipe, let alone actually bake the cake?